This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic Real English from the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学节目《地道英语》。今天我的搭档是 Neil。
Hello, everyone.
Neil, you are looking very happy today.What are you up to?
I'm quite excited about my website, greatmindsshakehands.com. I've been designing it for months and it's nearly complete.
真的？我不知道你还会设计网页呢。Wow, I like the sound of it. I didn't know you could design websites, Neil.
Well, it's for fun, really. My website will be a public site where people can share ideas, you know, like-minded people. I want to launch it next week, but first I must test the water.
Test the water?你要测试水？难道你的网页还需要水吗？ Does your website depend on water? I'm very confused.
No, Lee. To test the water means to test the idea. Try it out. See if it works.
Oh, I see. Test the water 就是探测摸底，看看别人有什么反应。
That's right. Test the water is the phrase for authentic real English today. Let's hear some examples of how people use it.
Have you started on your new book?
Yes, I've written 3 chapters, and I've sent it to the publishers to test the water.
Oh, what perfume are you wearing? It's lovely.
Ah, thanks. It's just a sample the company sent me. They are testing the water to see if people like it.
How is your Shakespeare project going?
It's early days. We're still testing the water.
Well, good luck with it.
Thanks.
So, Neil, how much testing have you done? Have you got good feedback? 摸底的结果如何呀?
Well, my wife loves it, but most other people say they don't understand how to use it.
It sounds like it's not user-friendly.
You're right, I think. I need to make a few changes, and then I'll test the water again.
如果需要的话，我也可以充当你的摸底对象哦。I'm happy to be your guinea pig when you are ready.
A guinea pig? That's an expression for another day, I think. But for now, it's goodbye from both of us.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Authentic Real English from the BBC.